distinguished delegates, colleagues from FAO and the United Nations, representatives of non-state actors, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to welcome you to this session of COFI one day after the celebration of the Oceans Day. COFI is a privileged forum for a high-level debate on fisheries and aquaculture. This is a needed discussion to ensure that we work together towards food security and nutrition for all and for a sustainable world. When this committee last met in 2012, FAO was embarking on a strategic thinking process. This was part of a broader effort to transform FAO into an organization that is fitter, learner, and more focused on responsible to its member and better prepared to help you overcome today's challenge. 2 years ago, I explained why we need this change and present our proposals. We heard your guidance and we brought your inputs into the wider discussion that took place in our governing bodies of FAO to review our strategic framework and build our current program of work and budget. Today, 2 years after, I am pleased to say that last FAO conference gave its consensus approval of the framework and our program of work and budget. In our 5 regional conference we had this year, 2014, endorsed the PWB, including 15 regional initiatives that are its main delivery instruments. There are 2 points that I would like to highlight to you about this process. First one, we sharpen our focus on 5 strategic objectives. Let me list them. First, ending hunger and malnutrition. Second, promoting sustainable food production and natural resource management. Third, reducing rural poverty. Fourth, improving food systems. And 5th, building resilience in rural areas. An additional 6 objective guarantees the technical quality of our work and the delivery of our normative functions. 2nd point that I would like to highlight, we are focused on results. Our PWB is built to deliver concrete results and service to our members. The importance of fisheries and aquaculture is reflected throughout our program of work. It is an integral part of our efforts to achieve food security and sustainable development. Fisheries and aquaculture give a central contribution to food security and nutrition. In average, it provides 70% of our animal protein that we consume. This share can exceed 50% in some small island development states, the seeds, and Asian countries. In these countries, for centuries, fish has been a central element of local diets and their economies. And especially in the seeds, food security and sustainable development depend on the vitality of our ocean and fish stocks. Overfishing, pollution, and climate change are putting this vitality at risk. The impacts are already evident, and the world's poor in rural and coastal areas are among the most affected. I want to stress the urgency of individual and collective action to address climate change, one of the most pressing challenges we face today. FAO is already engaging countries at the national, regional, and international levels to respond to it. And in this context, we welcome and support the process launched at the Rio Plus 20 conference to define the Sustainable Development Goals. The Blue Growth and Blue Economy concepts feature prominently at the Rio +20. This debate has gained momentum and will be high on the agenda of the UN Conference on Seeds next September in Samoa that I plan to attend. FAO has been an active participant of this debate. We have also incorporated this issue in our work through the Blue Growth Initiative within the members' approved strategic framework. The Blue Growth Initiative falls within our second strategic objective, which focuses on sustainability. However, it is designed in a way that contributes to reaching all five strategic objectives you have defined as priority for FAO. This initiative aims to ensure the contribution of fisheries and aquaculture to food security and nutrition in a sustainable way. That is, preserving our natural resources and their ecosystems, respecting local needs and realities, and being social inclusive. We will help countries scale up successful initiatives and identify solutions that can be customized to respond to similar challenges in other countries. This is important because there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Action needs to respond to local needs and realities. The Blue Growth Initiative will help us realize the full potential that fisheries and aquaculture play in global, national, and local economies. Livelihoods of 12% of the world's population depend on this sector. In particular, small-scale fisheries are the source of employment for more than 90% of the world's captured fish and fish workers, about half of whom are women. Thank you. Small-scale fisheries also contribute more than half of the world's marine and inland fish catch. However, at the same time that small-scale fisheries supply most of the fish consumed in developing world, many of their families are food insecure themselves. This is a paradox that we are working together to overcome, and that does not affect only small-scale fishers. Throughout the world, poor farmers, peasant, indigenous people, traditional communities, fisher folk, pastoralism, wood collectors, and many others face the same precarious situation. For a long time, they were considered part of the hunger problem. But that could be further than true. They are an integral part of our efforts to reach sustainable food security. That means they are not only part of the problem, they are part of the solution of the problem. That's why we are shining the spotlight on them in 2014, which has been declared the International Year of Family Farming. In this contest, this week, you have the opportunity to give an important boost to small-scale fisheries. I am hopeful that you will be able to overcome your difference to finalize and endorse the draft test on international guidelines on securing sustainable small-scale fisheries that follows the spirit of the voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure approved in 2012 by the Committee of the World Food Security. I am confident that you will not leave the small-scale fishery without this important tool that will help a lot in the implementation of national policies that can guarantee their survival in the coming years. The current state of world fisheries and aquaculture that will be presented shortly will set the stage for your discussions. You have a full agenda this week. Among the important issues you will discuss are the implementation of the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries and its related instruments. You will also address aspects of combating illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing and counter-piracy measures. To end, I want to mention again the importance of the guidelines for small-scale fisheries and make a plea for you to endorse the test. It will be a well-deserved gift in this International Year of Family Farm. I wish you all very successful week of work. Thank you.